3 hours.
Lusaka CBD shop arranges a spark concern among local traders. Mob attack over witchcraft allegations leaves one dead in Sampia. In African news, a South Africa's Eastern Cape woman accused of witchcraft brutally killed. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Local business owners in Lusaka's Central Business District are raising concerns over increasing shop rentals, with some traders saying the rising costs are making it harder for Zambian-owned businesses to survive and grow. The concerns have been amplified by the Buy Zaid campaign, which has called on government institutions to strengthen oversight of foreign traders, tax compliance and trading permits in an effort to protect local enterprises. Buy Zaid campaign founder Ambassador Evans Ngoma says that rental prices along major business streets such as Freedom Way, Chachacha Road and Cairo Road have risen beyond the reach of many small-scale Zambian entrepreneurs. He says for many small business owners operating in the CBD, high rental costs have become a growing challenge amid an already difficult economic environment marked by rising operational expenses and competition from imported goods.
We are deeply concerned about the situation, particularly along Freedom Way, Chachacha Road and Cairo Road. Local Zambian traders are struggling to compete with foreign nationals who are renting shops at exorbitant rates, with some paying up to 2,500 United States dollars and even more. This is stifling local businesses and creating an even playing field. We urge the Zambian Revenue Authority to ensure that renters are paying correct taxes and that the government is collecting a fair share of revenue.
A 59-year-old man of Lusenga village in Sampia district, Luapula province, has been killed in a suspected mob attack after being accused of practicing witchcraft in connection with the disappearance of a 12-year-old boy. The deceased, identified as Achon Lechavu, was allegedly beaten to death by a group of villagers on May 16, 2026, around 20 hours in Mulakwa area. Police spokesperson Gertrude Chilavi has told Kumbon Radio News that police in Zambia had apprehended two suspects in connection with the murder. Mr. Chilavi says preliminary investigations indicate that the deceased was attacked with sticks and stones by a mob that suspected him of being involved in witchcraft. He narrates that following the attack, the mob had damaged property belonging to the deceased. He stated that his house was destroyed and a house belonging to his sister was set on fire. He explains that the violence has stemmed from the disappearance of a 12-year-old boy from Lusenga village who reportedly went fishing with his elder sister at Nyonga River on May 15th around 15 hours. The boy is believed to have been attacked and dragged underwater by a crocodile.
The circumstances leading to the incident are as follows. On May 15, 2026, around 15 hours, a 12-year-old boy from Lusenga village went fishing with his elder sister at Nyonga River. He was reportedly attacked and taken underwater by a crocodile. A search was carried out by community members. However, the body was not found. On May 16, 2026, the search continued. The family consulted a witch finder who allegedly linked the boy's disappearance to the deceased, Chonle Chitumbo Chavo. This led to tensions in the community and ultimately resulted in a mob attack. Police visited and processed the crime scene. The body of the deceased is lying in the Sampia District Hospital mortuary pending a post-mortem examination.
Residents of Nakonde District are beginning to witness tangible improvements in public services and infrastructure as local authorities intensify efforts to use both Constituency Development Fund CDF resources and locally generated revenue to drive development. During a two-day working visit to Nakonde from May 13th to 14th, Muchinga Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Tuse Debwalia commended Nakonde Town Council for what he described as a strong commitment to community transformation through effective resource utilization and innovation. Dr. Walia has expressed her satisfaction with the council's progress, particularly the construction of 95 community projects funded through locally generated revenue between 2021 and 2026. An achievement, he says, demonstrates a prudent leadership and financial creativity at a time when some local authorities are struggling to meet their salary obligations. He encouraged the councils across the country to reduce over-reliance on CDF and instead strengthen mechanisms for mobilizing internal resources that can support a sustainable development and improved service delivery. The Permanent Secretary toured several projects aimed at improving the welfare of local communities. Among the sites visited were the Ntantumbila Police Post, Nteko Health Post, and Ntantumbila Solar Power Project. Ongoing roadworks are funded through CDF and council resources. The construction site of the first ever Nakonde Skills Training Center and the Nakonde District Hospital. Persons with disabilities in Kitwe are playing a greater role in local governance through increased representation in key decision-making structures. Kitwe District Association for Persons with Disabilities Vice Chairperson Martin Mwansa says government support has strengthened the participation of persons with disabilities in governance processes at ward and constituency levels. Mr. Mwansa explains that ward development committees now in